This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
We'll start off the week by starting our coverage of the RNC and talk with Senator Eric Schmidt on the St. Louis All Local. Today is Monday, August 26th. Our top local story, well, Dave Murray calls it hardcore summertime.
Hardcore summer heat with us all afternoon. It's with us for the next several days. Lots of sunshine, hot. I'm calling it moderate humidity because it's a southwest flow. That's a dry air flow compared to the air direct from the Gulf of Mexico. But boy, it is still hot out there.
The full forecast is coming up. A federal appeals court has declared Missouri's Second Amendment Preservation Act unconstitutional. Let's go live to the newsroom and KMOX's Maria Kina.
Michael, the DOG filed suit challenging the Second Amendment Preservation Act because it undermined federal weapons and drug investigations. Now today, a St. Louis federal appeals court ruled that that law is invalid because it's in violation of the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause. Under the law, police agencies could face fines up to $50,000 for working with the feds. Chief Judge Stephen Colleton wrote in a unanimous opinion, quote, because the Second Amendment Preservation Act purports to invalidate federal law in violation of the Supremacy Clause, we affirm the district court's judgment. Live in the newsroom, Maria Kina, KMOX News.
A person was killed when an SUV at about lunchtime today drove through the front of the Rice House on Lindbergh in Florissant. A person inside was seriously hurt, later died at the hospital. The 52-year-old driver was not hurt. A proposed shortcut connecting Arnold motorists is canceled after an outcry.
Laura Husky, a self-proclaimed Arnold watchdog, started a change.org petition to stop the Arnold Parkway project, a $75 million two-mile, two-lane road that would have connected Route 141 and Richardson Road together along I-55, and it would also would have taken out some businesses and homes along the way.
Who's really to gain in an instance like this? If the whole consensus from the city council to the community has been that this is a betterment project, that this is going to unite the two business centers, it's going to bring more commerce to our area, if it's truly going to better them, then it needs to be explained and addressed how.
Arnold City Administrator Brian Richardson handed me a prepared statement, would not get on the mic, just saying that the city is no longer pursuing the Arnold Parkway project. At Arnold City Hall, Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A police chief under investigation reaches a deal to resign.
The city of Manchester announces police chief Scott Will is resigning after an internal personnel investigation. Will's last day officially is August 31st. The city in a statement says that while his resignation is being made public, the details of the investigation are confidential. Previously, Manchester made it clear the investigation into Will is not related to an investigation into neighboring Baldwin regarding improper use of background checks. Manchester is looking for a new chief. Will was paid $141,000 a year. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
Residents of University City's Third Ward are pushing for reinvestment in their neighborhoods. City officials promised this in 2019 as part of a deal with developers for the Costco and Target. The Housing and Revitalization Task Force chair says the ward is now focused on two main goals.
So people were more concerned of how do we reduce this vacancy rate. And once that's done, how do we attract young families to move into the Third Ward?
They're also working on getting grants to help people fix up their homes. The task force will meet tonight to finalize their plans and send them to the city council. Airports across the country will be busy with Labor Day travel. The TSA expects to screen more people this weekend than any previous Labor Day. Rhonda Hamnebrigge says Friday will be the busiest day at Lambert with 21,000 people flying in and out. If you count connections, that'll be about 48,000.
We're still seeing stronger numbers than we did pre-pandemic. So we're anticipating this year, you know, for the first 7 months, we have exceeded our same levels in 2019, which for us had been the best year in 15 years.
Hamnebrigge says the parking garages will fill up quickly, so plan ahead and be patient, as there may be many families with children traveling.
Now, KMOX virtual consumer editor, Megan Lynch.
The Justice Department alleges a real estate software company that operates in Missouri allows landlords to coordinate to hike rental prices.
RealPage provides property management and data analytics software to landlords. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane is following the lawsuit and spoke with KMOX's Total Information AM.
The Justice Department says this is subverting the free market, that landlords should not be going through this system. They should, and finding a way to avoid competing with each other.
RealPage contends its software is pro-competition. The company asserts the DOJ case will do nothing to make rental rates more affordable. According to the RealPage website, the company operates in four Missouri cities, including St. Louis. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
He's back. Bernie Miklas is returning to America's Sports Voice.
There's something magical about KMOX.
The longtime sports columnist is becoming a regular contributor to KMOX with almost daily appearances on shows like Chris and Amy, the DJ GS, and the legendary Sports on a Sunday Morning. Miklas says he expects lots of lively Cardinals conversation in the offseason. The KMOX business desk, low to moderate income St. Louisans apparently have a bleak outlook on their ability to put a roof over their heads.
Almost 85% of the respondents said that conditions were poor for renters, and 71% said the same for home ownership.
That's according to the St. Louis Fed's Community Perspective Survey. Manager of Community Development, Nashi Chalese, says wages are increasing, but not enough to keep up with rising prices. This forces people to rely on high-interest credit cards. As the news continues on KMOX, the back and forth continues over inquiries into issues at St. Louis Public Schools. The latest development is a letter sent from the school board president to the mayor. Let's hear now from President Tony Cousins on KMOX about the financial audit that's in question, which is different from the performance audit that is underway by the state of Missouri.
Yes, the district has an annual audit that is required to be done per DESE requirement. It's like a audit that any, you know, company would need to have to be done. And per the charter, the mayor is required to put an RFP out for that.
Now, usually, yeah, this accountant, your letter says, is appointed by June 30th, which is the close of the fiscal year this year. Why hasn't that appointment happened as far as you know?
I don't know. I think that's a question that you probably need to ask the mayor's office.
You talk about how the mayor's office has decided to put this out to bid instead of just rehiring the firm that's been used the last several years, Reuben Brown. Why so set, I guess, on Reuben Brown as being the firm to do this?
It's not that we're set on Reuben Brown. It's the fact that she's asking for the RFP to happen now. Reuben Brown was already in the process of doing the preliminaries of the audit. So the question was, considering that the audit was the RFP audit, the requirement was to be done by June of this year, instead of her doing an RFP now, why not just do the extension? Because they were doing the preliminary stages of the audit, do the extension and then post the RFP is what we were asking for her to do.
How many years has Reuben Brown been conducting this annual audit, and when was the last time that they had to submit and go through an RFP process for it?
To my understanding, the last RFP was done under the administration of Lyda Crewson when she was the mayor, so I want to say it was 5 years ago that there was an RFP process that was done through the mayor's office, and if I'm not mistaken, Reuben Brown was the auditing firm that was selected from that mayor, and that's how we were able to go with Reuben Brown. So the Board of Education does not have the decision to choose who the accounting firm is. It comes from the recommendations of the mayor's office.
Now, what do you think is the balance? Because, you know, covering governments, school boards, municipalities for several years, it's usually about 5 years or the second renewal when RFPs begin to be discussed, as opposed to just re-upping with the incumbent firm. What is the balance between trying to get this done, but also, especially given all the focus on the school district, making sure that you're being as transparent and accountable as you can be?
you're asking me what is the balance?
What is the balance on that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's an excellent question, and I think that's probably a question that probably needs to come from the mayor's office. I mean, the district has been as transparent as we always could be.
Now, you talk about the necessity to get this done because I guess there's an impact possibly on accreditation for the district.
Absolutely.
And while we're talking about accreditation, I have to ask about the situation. Has anything come up with the state regarding Dr. Borchardt and having a superintendent certificate and how that plays into accreditation?
That does not. I mean, I think if people really pay attention, Dr. Borchardt and anyone that comes within the district, which she is working diligently just to move her certification over into the Missouri side. But Dr. Borchardt actually has 3 years to get her certification for Missouri. She actually has certification, but she has 3 years to get her certification for Missouri. But we're not going to wait 3 years to do that. She has been working expeditiously to ensure that she has all of her required documentation. She's working with DESE. She's gotten the paperwork that she needs. So she's working with DESE to make sure that her accreditation or certification is transferred over onto the Missouri side.
Okay. And so we've talked about the state audit, financial audit. There's also a third party that's been brought on to take a look at hiring practices and spending. Can you talk about who that firm is, how they were brought on, and when you expect to get those results?
I can't talk about that. You're doing pretty good. You was working well on it. Now you're going into some personnel matters. But I can give you some extra to let you know that we are working as quick as we can with that auditing firm, and the goal is hopefully to get that information and have that as transparent as we can and have that report submitted and presented by the middle of September.
That is the president of the St. Louis Public Schools elected board, Tony Cousins. The KMOX newsroom has just gotten a response from the mayor's office, which says President Cousins' letter seems to misunderstand state law. It says the existing contract with that accounting firm was already extended twice, which is the limit. It has to go out for RFP now. And the mayor's office says that it is using that RFP to increase the scope of the audit because the district needs more transparency. I'm Michael Calhoun. Thank you for being with us. Download the Odyssey app and favorite KMOX for alerts.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.